Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. Or for our pig Latin Americans, all pay Avis Day Estoration Ray.
Wow. You can speak in pig Latin?
S-Y-A.
Oh, man, that's a flex.
S-Y-A-I-N-K. Lexus A.
I always wanted to learn how to do that.
Well, maybe I can teach you the pig Latin, and you can teach me the Espanol.
Mm. I like that.
The Espanol, you say.
I'm going to my Espanol class.
Yeah. I got a... Got a young lady that works with me, and she's teaching me the Espanol.
And not just menu items. The real shit.
All right. Not just menu items.
Something so precious just happened before we started on the show here, the Share Funny. We were in here conversing, or as Alexis might say, conversating. And something happened, and Rob said, quote, "That's the first time I ever had mayonnaise on a hot dog," end quote. Like, it was a big historic event. That was the first time I ever had mayonnaise on a hot dog. It's wonderful. Changed his life forever, forever, forever.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. How many years ago was that, Rob?
Oh, I don't know. I was a little boy.
I was but a wee lad. I remember I could see the Statue of Liberty ahead. We were pulling into the harbor. Finally, a taste of freedom and mayonnaise.
I was having to send something about, I'm sorry, I was having to send something about our business text there real quick. What was it that he had for the first time?
Mayonnaise on a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm.
Big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I cooked it some andouille, spicy andouille dogs the other night. And I put mayonnaise, a little bit of mustard, and some dill pickle relish.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Just regular yellow mustard?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, next time I do it, I'm liable to. I don't know for sure, but I'm liable to put some yum-yum sauce on a sausage dog.
That'd be good.
Not with all the other stuff, but just by itself.
Yeah. Sausage, yum-yum sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought about putting yum-yum sauce on a hot dog or a burger.
That'd I put it on burgers burger all the time, yeah.
I put Chick-fil-A sauce the other day on a burger, and that was bomb.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, condiments can make a dish.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I put yum-yum sauce on burgers, I dip my fries in it. Now, anything you would use ranch for, I'll swap out yum yum sauce sometimes.
I put mayonnaise on a hot dog.
That sounds good, though.
That does sound good.
Mm-hmm. I saw a mukbang the other day. Raw shrimp, like ceviche.
Yeah.
He was dipping it in like lime juice and something. And then he was taking individual tortilla chips, a knife, a butter knife, into the mayo, onto the tortilla chip, eating the shrimp, and then eating the tortilla chip covered in mayo after that.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
No.
Yeah,
just using mayo as a dip.
Yeah, ooh. Mm.
Whoa. Yeah. I like mayo, but...
I need it spread out, too. It was not aggressive. Globs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I put yum-yum sauce on. Salmon. Maybe we're eating salmon at home. I put a little yum-yum sauce over the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like spicy mayo, too, that comes with sushi. I would put that on different things.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you make your own?
How do you make it?
How you make mayonnaise with raw eggs and...
No, like spicy. If you just take mayo and put what in it?
You want to start halfway through, semi-homemade with Sarah Lee.
Hell yeah. Okay. Who's making their own mayonnaise?
Yeah, are you making your own mayonnaise?
I would, yeah, I have.
Oh, my God.
Heathens over here.
Oh, God. Don't make their own mayonnaise. I thought we lived in a civil society.
Mayonnaise. What the
yuck. I think if you're
at a grocery list, hey, I got to get stuff to make mayonnaise. What?
If you're eating the Asian spicy mayonnaise, it's probably got sweet chilies in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing.
Alexis could do it, though. She's quite the
I know. That's chef. Why I'm surprised she didn't make her own mayonnaise.
I mean, nobody's shocked that I've never made my own mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I know. I haven't ever made any condiment. Oh, I've made, what is it? Mustard. Honey mustard. That's it.
Yeah.
But I didn't make the mustard from scratch. Hmm. And obviously didn't make the honey from scratch.
That's what I want to see. I want to see your ass make some homemade honey.
You didn't?
I put on my bee outfit.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Don't Our mind honey's me. Homemade.
Don't mind me.
I'm going to be busy all day Saturday making honey.
What flowers are we hitting up I'm
gonna
today, guys?
I'm going to be very busy.
I'm one of them.
Yup. Save the bees. I'm all about that. They're my people.
Did you make your own honey? Well, yes, I did.
Funny that you asked.
Mm-hmm.
Yup.
I'm about to learn y'all about some bees. But yeah, you've made your own croutons before. We've had that discussion.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
Agreed.
Croutons,
they're not that important.
They are so important.
I love croutons.
I love croutons,
It wouldn't even have occurred to me to make the croutons.
But you get a... if you buy them in a store, they're just all...
It's too crunchy. Mm-hmm.
If you can make them yourself, you get a little bit of... And then a little bit of chewy.
Oh, the chewy is
I don't
the best
want chewy.
Part.
I like crunchy croutons.
Trust me, you don't know. Have you tried a homemade crouton?
I don't know that I have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever had.
Oh, they are. They will change your life.
Yeah,
no damn crouton is changing my life.
Oh, trust me.
No.
It elevates the salad experience.
Mm. All you do is just chop up some French bread into little cubes, put it in a bowl, drizzle it with olive oil, swish it around in there and get a little olive oil covered on it, season it with garlic and salt and whatever else, and pop them in the oven, toast them.
Ace, do you have a bowl at your house?
Yeah. I'm married, bowl. Riggins. I have several bowls.
He has a toilet bowl.
A toilet bowl.
So I only have one bowl. It's a toilet bowl.
No, when I lived alone, I had four plates and four glasses and some plastic cups, and I had to go buy that stuff. So I bought, like, for $19, I bought a thing of knives from Target, and one of those deals where in one box, you got, like, five bowls because one was always smaller than the other all going down. And that was pretty much what I had.
That's all you needed.
Yeah, and I had some Tony Sacheries. And again, that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like in the aisle at Target testing the knives on his wrist. And they're like, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? I'm going to buy them.
Yeah, they didn't. One day, Amanda, after she moved in, she goes, "Look, please, can we splurge and spend $50 on some knives or something, but these are terrible."
And they always come in trying to change you.
I know. She was like, "Your $19 knives won't cut jack when trying to cook." Well, all right.
Always trying to change.
Christine here said, "My husband, who is Mexican, eats hot dogs wrapped in bacon with mayo on the bun and salsa on the top of the dog. He said that's how street vendors sold them in Mexico. She said it's good, minus the mayo."
Yeah. That sounds just like a damn Mexican.
wrapped in bacon. It's salsa.
Salsa. I'm kidding. Y'all should see y'all's face.
Hello. Hello.
No, that sounds delicious. Although, you know, I'd have to hit it with cilantro.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I wish cilantro. I had a pillow made of cilantro where at night I could just nibble on it.
Oh, not so.
Throughout the night.
Interesting.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I love cilantro. You know what? Have you ever tried cornbread croutons, though, TJ?
Yes.
Did you like those?
Not as well as I do the regular, you know, white French bread ones. You know me. I'm all about the white bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm full white bread.
I didn't know croutons are made from French bread.
You can make them out of any kind of bread.
Sourdough.
Oh, okay.
Sourdough.
All right.
I like it out of the French bread. Gives it a little bit more of that chewy, softy kind of thing. But the hot dog with, like, I do bacon wrapped around a weenie for a hot dog. I've done that a lot. I'll wrap my weenie in bacon like nobody's business before a cat can lick its ass.
Ew. Wait.
I'll wrap a weenie in bacon before a cat can lick his ass. That's iconic.
That means quickly,
yeah.
Alexis. Shit, I'll have that done before a cat can lick its ass.
Before a cat can lick his ass. I'm about to start saying that. Yeah.
You can use that in Denver this weekend.
You're welcome.
We'll be over there faster than a cat can lick his ass.
I'm going to change my godson's diaper faster than a cat can lick his ass.
I like that. We need to have a book started. That's what you need to do. Let's write a book.
Oh. I need to read a book. That's what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. You ever thought about writing a cookbook?
Yeah, I have. I've got some notes made.
Oh.
Of how I want to do it.
Nude pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me actually demonstrating wrapping my weenie in bacon.
It's a bacon wrapped weenie, get it? That's just like in the middle of the book.
Every
gotcha. turn the page for a weenie wrapped in bacon and just you. I'm like that motherfucker.
No, don't do that.
That'd be amazing.
I hate to see what would go in there for Tuesdays. Be nasty.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
But now I do want a hot dog.
Oh, I'd love a hot dog. I hadn't had a hot dog in so long, and at the ball game the other night, they had hot dogs.
Yeah.
And it was the tickets that I was given from my friend were in that section where they have like that clubhouse thing. You go in and the food and beverages were all provided unless you wanted alcohol, which I did, and a lot of it. But they had sausage, and then on the other side, they had regular hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, damn, I guess I'm just going to have to start with sausage. And then I'm going to have to try one of those hamburgers, and then I'll come back and get a hot dog
later.
Did
you eat all of that?
Hell yes. It was amazing.
So they didn't put the sausage where you couldn't find it?
No, they did not hide the sausage. No, they did not. They were not allowed to hide the sausage.
We got sausage over here, ladies, but it's not in plain view. You're going to have to find it.
Oh, my God, gross.
It's a little game we like to play. We call hide the sausage. But sometimes they try to go too far at places like ball games and stuff with their hot dogs, and they make them too damn big. Like I don't want a huge weenie to bun ratio. I want it to be even.
These were a little bit longer than the bun. But they're a little bit almost too long.
But I mean fat though. They make them too fat sometimes.
Were they Nathan's?
I don't like a fat weenie. I don't
Nathan's.
Like a lot of girth on a hot dog.
I hate that word.
Girth?
Yes.
Why?
Because it just sounds weird.
Well, you're going to tell me that you aren't a conscientious citizen enough to celebrate Girth Day?
Gross. Don't say that.
Happy Girth Day.
Happy Girth Day. We're celebrating Girth Day.
Yeah. Plant a tree for Girth Day.
Yep.
You are no Glizzy Gobbler. Glizzy Gladiator.
Oh, my God.
What is it about that word you don't like?
I just don't like it. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies. like that.
The word girth?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
It's a perfectly normal word.
No one, not your everyday person, says that word.
They do, and it's used when not referring to male appendages.
People just say, how thick is it?
That sounds
Who are those people?
How thick is it?
You ever wonder to yourself, hey, how thick is it?
I got to go, Mom. Mm.
Something's going on with the universe, and the girth is turning on its axis.
You should do that at the drive-thru. Can I get a bacon? One question. How thick is it? Do you want it or not?
I'll have a peach shake and strawberry shake. No, just the strawberry shake. And hey, how thick is it?
All right, come here. Come here. Okay. And you whisper, how thick is it?
Pretty thick. I don't know. Like medium? It's kind of thick.
Not too thick. Not going to hurt you.
Pass him a note across the counter. Like, what is this?
How thick is it? How thick is it?
What is Ace and TJ Plus? Well, it's the Ace and TJ Show. Plus, loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast recorded live, weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. There's more Share Funny coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Hey. So, Riggins, you about ready to hit him with the thing?
Yeah.
Hit him with the thing. Oh, it's Thursday.
Let me hit you with that thing real quick. Hey, girl.
Hey, before you hit me with that thing, let me ask you a question. How thick is it?
How thick is it, girl?
Hit me with that thing.
Ooh. Let me hit you with the thing real quick.
You hit me with that thing.
We get the thing ready for a second, and then we'll tell people what they need about Paul Davis restoration.
You got it.
Yeah. Storm damage, mold removal, any of that stuff. All the big time things you need like that Paul Davis restoration. Basically, miracle workers. In my opinion, when it comes to that, see all the stuff that they can do, emergency services, be there in a hurry, get you on your way to being back to normal and comfortable. When you have to go through all this kind of stuff, it's crazy. Makes you feel like you're not even, living your right life. When they come in, clean up, get everything back to normal, you're in a good situation again. So Paul Davis Restoration, charlotte.pauldavis.com. Charlotte.pauldavis.com.
Yay, yay.
All right, should we do this thing?
Yeah. Hit him with that.
Hit him. Let me hit you with this thing real quick. So we do this thing on Thursdays during the Share Funny podcast called One Star Strip Club Reviews. That's where we visit regular strip clubs in unfashionable zip codes across this great country, and we read real one-star strip club reviews. A lot of these things have names attached to them. These guys are unafraid to share a lot of information about themselves. Today's special, though. Today, we will visit. We will be visiting strip clubs only in the state of Louisiana.
Ooh.
All right.
A little special edition for you.
Take it back home.
I know Ace and TJ are, you know, Louisiana boys, so I thought this would be fun to do. We will start in Leesville, Louisiana.
Sleazeville.
Sleazeville.
Home of Billy Goat Hill.
At the Pegasus Lounge.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Oh, that's still there.
Oh, do you know this one?
Yeah.
You're kidding. Jeremy left a one-star review. He said, very bad service. That fat-ass waitress named Lexi is the worst. She tries to dance on you with her rolls, and she thinks it's sexy, and it's not. And she tries to get you to buy her a drink, and if you don't, she is a drama starter.
A drama starter.
She will start some shit with you. Then we can head up to Monroe, Louisiana, the Onyx Lounge.
I don't know that one, but I'm very familiar with Monroe. That's close to where I grew up.
Well, Daniel left a short one-star review. He just said, them hoes stank.
That was the whole review?
The whole them thing. Three words, one star. Three words. Then we can go down to New Orleans, Louisiana, at Visions. A guy named Glenn said, it's disgusting, ugly, fat chicks who push you to tip them even when you aren't even paying attention to them. Typical New Orleans scam. It never ends in this dump of a city.
Yikes.
Glenn was pissed.
It's a scam.
Scam. Typical New Orleans scam. Is that city known for scamming?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's onto something. Then we can go back to Leesville at a strip club called New Orleans Ladies.
Ooh.
Now, how far is Leesville from New Orleans?
A long way.
Yeah. It's
so they're
four
just
hours.
Yeah, several hours.
They're capitalizing on the name. It's called New Orleans Ladies, but it's in Leesville.
Because it's a famous song, too.
Oh, is it?
New Orleans Ladies.
Hey, well.
By a group called Louisiana LaRue.
Okay. He was not thrilled with this place. A guy named Spencer said, small club, okay drink prices. The bartender was kind of rude, but we had fun until we met Bunny. She was a little too pushy and a little small town racist-y. I'd probably suggest the club across the street for a better environment and better music. So he was having a great time until Bunny.
I wonder what a little small town racist-y means.
Racist-y.
I would love an example.
He didn't elaborate, but Bunny, clean it up. Then we can go to Bossier City. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, that's a twin city to Shreveport.
Okay. At the Wild Orchid Cabaret.
Sounds nice.
Sounds great. But Craig said, absolute garbage. I came up from Baton Rouge for the weekend, so I decided to stop in this place. Right after I walked in, the DJ started talking about wanting to be a sperm whale and spew all over the girls on the floor. I was disgusted. Have a little more respect for the ladies that work there. What kind of joke is that anyway?
Ew. What?
DJ's on the mic. I wish I was a sperm whale.
Ugh. Gross.
At the Wild Orchid.
At the Wild Orchid.
At the Wild Orchid. In Bossier City.
Have some more respect.
How do you do that?
I wish I was a sperm whale. I'd cover them.
I don't know about you guys out there in the crowd, but I tell you what. I wish I was out there. I wish I was a sperm whale.
I don't think that's how
just
sperm
drown them. Gross.
How do you gross out like a patron at the strip club?
And the customer is demanding that the coworker have more respect for the ladies.
Yeah. You imagine the girls, they're like, excuse me? What?
What did you say, Donald?
Yeah. Which I was a sperm whale. Dustin also left a one-star review at the Wild Orchid.
Oh, this is the same club.
Yeah.
Two different one-star reviews.
That's right. Dustin said, a bunch of thieves working here. Went to have a dance, and I had my glasses stolen. Eyeglasses. Who the F steals eyeglasses? Do not go here. They steal, and they are heartless. He's a good point.
And I hate DJ Donald.
Yeah, he sucks. Then we can go to back to New Orleans, a club called She's, like S-H-E-S-H-E apostrophe S, She's. Kevin said, the club has a lot of talent. But because this place got raided last month, the price of private dancers has increased. They've increased from $25 to $40 a song. That's pretty stiff. So he's just really complaining about.
That is a lot.
So from how much to what?
$25 to $40.
Whoa.
But it's because they got raided.
Mm. Hmm?
It's because they got raided, he said.
Oh.
So why does the price have to go up because they got raided?
I don't know.
Okay. Got fines to pay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Then we
the extra $15 goes to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can go, it will stay in New Orleans to Rick's Cabaret, which is pretty well known throughout the country. It's a franchise. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Rick's Cabarets. Carl said, this place is a joke. It's small and it smells like feet. Girls look like they have just rolled out of bed or on menopause.
On menopause? Like it's a medication?
Yeah.
Like it's a drug?
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, like he knows. I'm understanding that the girls might have had a long night, but the attitude has got to go, especially when you don't look the part.
Like, if you're ugly, you really can't have this attitude.
Exactly, and I kind of agree with him on that. So those are the one-star strip club reviews.
All right.
Thank you, Louisiana. Yeah.
Did you just set out to do that? Go, I think it's going to be a theme this time.
Yeah.
For all Louisiana ones.
Yeah. I like it. I like to break it up with a little theme. Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Yeah, those are fun.
Do they have ones, have we talked about this before, one-star strip club reviews for male strip clubs?
I've looked for them before, and Louisiana had one. It was called Hunkomania, but they were all five-star reviews.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get the negative reviews as much.
Mm-mm.
Which I'm looking for because I think they'd be hilarious. Uh-huh. But I have
but
not
I
seen
I can
many.
See why you wouldn't, though, because, A, there are fewer of them. So yeah. I think women are more appreciative. And, B, you're probably getting more of a show all the way around. It's a different environment all the way around. So you're going to be you're less likely to be disappointed.
And well, what's more common is that the male strippers are not strip clubs. They are like services.
Right. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I bet you can find some bad reviews on the services. Like Alexis.
That would be a thing. Yes. Yeah,
she hired that nasty guy. To
we wanted to write a review. We didn't, but. Yeah.
He's just trying to make a couple dollars. You don't need to leave a one-star review on him. He was trying to make him have a good time.
Well, the he's fact also that like an hour late.
Okay, that's fair. But he did everything he could to spice it up. Even that's got to be so
whipped cream melted. He couldn't help that.
Yeah, it's got to be so hard.
It was hotter than he was sweating.
He was mumbling the words to the songs. He didn't even know them. Like, just don't sing.
Who cares if he's singing the songs?
Because if you have to smell BO with whipped cream, and then now I have this song being whispered in my ear that is not even the right lyrics to the song, it's not fun.
What was he singing in your ear?
I don't even know because I was so grossed out. I was like, please get away from me.
How many regular old dates have you had that ended that way, though?
Ugh.
With B.O., some sweaty dude with whipped cream whispering in your ear. And you're like, that's enough. I'm going home, man. Thanks.
All right, this is a song I like to call How Thick Is It?
I can be your hero, baby. I can wash away your pain.
Get out of here, guys.
A little more, kind of a more stylized hip hop version of Hero by
Enrique.
Remix.
What was his name?
The other guy?
Yeah.
Avalon. That was his stripper name.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
You're a stripper. Welcome to the stage. Yeah. Avalon.
That's also what I drive.
Damn right.
That's what they call me, and that's what I drive.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome back to Share Funny, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app.
Yeah, every time Alexis talks about the stripper nightmare that they had for her friend's bachelorette party, it's, the funniest part is that they asked for a white stripper and they sent the Puerto Rican guy. But I don't know, have we known before now that they asked for a white doctor?
No.
They asked for him to be a doctor.
I didn't know that.
And the guy, they sent a Puerto Rican guy, and he wasn't dressed in a doctor's outfit either.
Sorry.
We want a white doctor. Well, get in line. Yeah. You and every damn body else.
If you find them, let me know.
Okay, well, we could probably do that for you, but not for $150 damn.
Upcharge on that.
You're going to have to pay a lot more for a white doctor than you are for a Puerto Rican bicycle salesman.
You're looking for Dr. Oz. You got the wrong place, sweetheart.
We got a doctor, we got a cop, and we've got a Puerto Rican bicycle salesman. Which one of those three you just use wrong?
Oh, every time we talk about it on Share Funny, my friend will message me and be like, Avalon will always just live on forever.
Yeah. And that makes it even better to me than if you would have had this, you know, if it would have worked out the way you wanted it to, yeah. It wouldn't have been nearly as special.
No, I mean, always
because white doctors, strippers are here, you know, they're a dime a dozen. But you don't get an Avalon every day.
You don't.
An Avalon lasts forever.
That's right.
But you don't remember what he was dressed as?
I can't remember what he was dressed at, but I told you guys that he came back to get the whipped cream can
for his
next gig, and he was dressed as a firefighter.
Right.
The second time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then he gave us, some of us, a ride to downtown.
Yeah. See?
That's a great stripper. I mean, he helps you out. He's like, I got costume changes. He came prepared.
And the reason why they asked for a white stripper is because the lady getting married's husband was white. She preferred the white guys.
Yeah. We tried.
That had to be odd for you going, don't send anybody, you know, none of my people over here.
Yeah.
Just send a white person.
White boy.
The whole experience was weird.
Let's send white boy Rick.
Yeah.
We were all like, we all looked at each other because obviously we all knew we had been part of it, that this, you know, planning this. So we all look at each other like, who is this guy?
From the moment he walked in, you're like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah, like, oh, no.
This is not going down the way we expected it to.
And you know they said, no, just go. They said they wanted a white guy, but what are they going to do? They're going to throw you out because you're not white? We'll call them a bunch of racists. They're not going to want to do that because they don't want to seem like racists. Meanwhile, he shows up and all the girls there are Latinas and they don't care whether they hurt his feelings or not. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Who are you?
Who are you?
We wanted somebody named Charles.
Yeah, James.
Yeah.
White doctor.
Did you want doctor like Scrubs or doctor in the long white coat kind of thing?
Well, we didn't really know what the outfit. It just gave us the option.
Okay.
Pick this, and this. So we picked the doctor.
I'd just be curious what had you envisioned? Anything in particular with the doctor?
I would have thought big white coat.
Yeah, like some scrubs underneath, big white coat, maybe the mask on, and suddenly he rips the mask off. And the tear away, the scrubs are tear away.
Mm-hmm, like just come right off.
Yeah, it's Dr. Girth checking in for surgery. Scrubbing up.
Hey.
There's an emergency. Dr. Girth is here.
Oh, never again, let me tell you.
So they just had on the website, did they have a picture of Avalon? Will you just pick the person, like a model, or, you know, you pick the guy in the doctor outfit, but they sent Avalon. Are they all up on the website for you to choose?
I think it was a gallery, and we picked the guy, and it would kind of give you like a little bio or whatever. Yeah. And they just didn't send the person that we
picked. You didn't get the guy you selected.
No, we got what they sent us. And
that's
an
like
hour
buying
late.
A car online. You know, when you buy a, you know, you click a Toyota Tundra and a Camry shows up. You're like, well, I guess I'm going to have to drive this.
Can I get a refund?
We are so sorry, man, but we had a confusion with our dispatcher.
That's true.
He sent the wrong one to you. And, you know, meanwhile, somebody got a doctor that they didn't order.
There's what you got.
He wouldn't leave either. We were like in the kitchen eating tacos, and he's like, you still want more dances? We're like, nope. You can go. Please just leave.
Yeah, I'm going to continue eating tacos.
But then he leaves and comes back.
I need to
get my can of whipped cream.
My half can of whipped cream.
Riggins, would you ever be, you were the best man in your brother's wedding, right?
Yeah.
But would you be the one, could you line that up if it were a service of a private stripper coming and all that stuff? Would you be the one doing that, or would that not be your thing?
I could, sure.
Like you wouldn't mind saying she's got to be a redhead. And
I did it when we went to strip clubs for both of my, well, I don't know if I should be. We did. We went to strip clubs for both of my brother's bachelor parties, and I'm the one that set up one of them. And he wanted a certain type of girl, and I talked to the lady that was making it all happen. I contacted the club before we came through. It was, it's a bachelor party. We want the room, the whole thing. I hooked it up.
But if things wouldn't have gone well, would you have complained
Absolutely.
And sent her back?
Would I have sent her back?
Like, this is not what I ordered. And she's standing there looking at you going, what? I said redhead.
Yeah.
You've sent the Latina over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But I can imagine you apologizing, though.
I'd feel
going, I am so sorry.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Now, I would prefer having you over here, but it's my brother, and he likes red. And his fiance is red. Please don't. Here, take all the money anyway.
Right. Over-apologizing, making a fool out of myself, but eventually getting to the point, like, I'm so sorry. You're beautiful. I'm sure you're very successful and with other people. It's just he's like a freak. He's like, it's like a fetish thing. It's weird.
Here's $10.
Yeah. Just run along.
You want my car?
Yeah. Really?
Take my car.
Yep. But we did. We got a bunch of redheads. Well, we got one redhead.
How many guys were at the bachelor party for your brother?
One of them was, we had 8 guys and the other one was 6.
So was it weird being somewhere with 1 stripper and 8 guys just kind of waiting?
It wasn't 1 stripper, no.
Okay.
For one of them.
It was weird for her.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not prepared for all that. We just sent the one that he liked over to him.
Oh, okay.
And then the other, plenty of other ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was like, what were the other guys doing while one guy was getting
you hang out, you drink, and get massages, which I didn't like. No, thank you.
They give you massages?
Not the stripper, but the woman that was sort of the, I don't know, what do they call it? What's the title for that? Like they...
She was the
setup?
Yeah. Yeah,
madam,
it's like a
lady.
Yeah, I was going to say madam, but that's not the right word.
Be more of the head of entertainment.
She's the agent.
Yeah.
She's their agent.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, because you tell her the things, like we want these kinds of drinks, and she's, you know, moving and asking people if they're having a good time.
More like a concierge.
Yeah.
A strip club concierge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was great. She, you know, she was down. She was a little bit older than the rest of the strippers. Short haircut. She reminds me of one woman. I don't want to say her name on the radio, though, but I thought, you are her. But she was cool. She was cool.
But she's giving you neck massages?
She was trying to give everybody massages, and then she moved around to me. And I was drunk already, but I was just not having it. And we had just gone to a cigar bar, and I don't smoke cigars. So I was just like having a hard time breathing. Then she starts rubbing on my shoulders. I was like, hold on, I need a little space. You're freaking me out now. It was not fun.
I'm
not a crazy.
Well, maybe that's where I need to go to get my neck massage.
Strip club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, I told you my neck's been bothering me.
I got a crink in my neck.
Yeah, I got a crink in my neck, and I need to get that out of there. And I couldn't get an appointment.
Yeah.
With nobody else, and I know they give a damn good massage in there. They got good cheese sticks. Wings, mozzarella sticks, and a neck massage.
Yeah, I thought about asking her to just scratch my back because I would much prefer that over a massage. But I'm like, can you just scratch my back a little bit? But I didn't. It was a fun time.
Yeah, you want that over or under the shirt, baby?
Yeah, exactly. And then one guy in our group like ended up making out with one of the strippers, and then they started dating like on the
low. Oh, yeah, yeah. You totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and like at the end, after we left, he was like, I think I'm in love. We were like, oh, no.
No.
Dude, you got to relax. He was like, I'm going to go back. I'm going to stay. Y'all can go wherever you want. We're like, no.
And he stayed with her?
Yeah, he went back in.
But they dated, though.
Yeah.
They had a real thing going on.
Briefly. And, we were just like, oh, no. Like, we were in Atlanta. Well, I shouldn't. It was just not good.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how long did they date? And was he happy?
I don't know. I've never asked him about it, but it was like the talk of the night. We're like, we left him there. And we're like, well, he wouldn't get back on the bus. I don't know what. I hate when people do. You never leave somebody behind. It's like, well, that's easier said than, like, sometimes people, when guys get drunk,
yeah,
they're like, just go. They get angrier. It's not like dragging
sometimes
a drunk girl.
Just like, you know what? Screw it. It's fine. We're just going.
He's an adult. He's, you know.
He'll figure it out.
And he's like, I'm fine. Okay, yeah. Dude. We don't want to do this, but we're going to go now.
We're giving you every opportunity to, and we've got a ride set up.
And sometimes you just got to, I got to go. We're leaving. Cool, man. No problem.
Did he show up that same night or was it the next morning?
Next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do y'all remember that night in Birmingham when Gwen got all mad at me because I wanted y'all to drop me off at Applebee's?
Yeah.
I was starving.
Like, just let me out. We were in like a minivan.
You want to go to Applebee's? Oh.
She's like, you don't need to go. Like, don't. Why are you telling him what he needs to do? He wants to go.
And I wasn't even drunk.
No, leave him alone.
Yeah. That was weird. But yeah, let him go. If he wants to go to Applebee's, who cares? Why do you care?
It was right across the street from the hotel.
Yeah, he's a grown man. Yeah. Let him get out and go to the... Shouldn't be doing this. Shut up.
Let me live my life.
I was starving.
I haven't been to Applebee's in forever.
Well, I mean, that's all that was there.
Yeah.
And it was right, literally across the, across the highway. Not the street. It was across the highway. A busy highway.
Was she drunk?
I think so, yeah.
But I remember you weren't.
I wasn't
at all. Like, he's fine. He's gonna go over there and get something to eat. Then he's gonna walk across the road and go to bed.
And that's what I did. Yeah.
Chill out.
Different from the day that we went to that great barbecue place and Riggins got all weird. So I was gonna get my food to go. So I'm like, I wanna be in a restaurant, so I'm going back to the hotel.
Sat in a minivan for 6 hours. Like, I just need to like go chill out for a second.
I just need to be by myself.
Yeah, as much as I'd love to sit in this.
I get that. Yeah. Sometimes you're just like, ex-nay. Yeah. Let me get out.
Need a little quiet.
Well. Sorry. Yeah, I was just starving. Because I don't eat in front of listeners. We'd been at an event.
We were at an event.
Yeah. I don't, you know, walk around holding a plate and eating while I'm trying to talk.
Of sushi.
Like that. I can't, yeah. Sorry.
I love eating sushi in the club, but
not this. Share funny. A part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More next.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Hey. All right. So Alexis is gone. Ding dong. Alexis is gone.
Aha.
She ain't dead, though.
Who takes a day off to go to a god baby's first birthday party? What is that?
Who lets somebody have a day off?
What is that about?
What kind of loser bosses are we?
I know.
It's like, yeah, fine, man. Whatever, dude.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We don't take off for our own baby's birthdays.
Yeah. That's true.
The hell's wrong with y'all?
What the hell?
It's not her fault. It's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, we're not exactly cracking a whip. It's
my god baby's birthday in
PTO time
in Denver, which happens to be marijuana town.
Yeah. What a weed city.
Riggs, have you ever asked for a day off? You have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, something about his dog or something.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I work from home.
Yeah. But then one time.
On the show.
You rarely ever ask for a day off.
Yeah. I went to my grandma's surprise party or something. I remember I took a day off for.
But that's fine.
Yeah, she was 85. Yeah. Let me tell you, not a great party. Also, I would have rather been at work.
Yeah, not really a lot of fun.
Well, not fun.
That's one of those. My mom is about to be, she'll, in September, she'll be 79. And so 80 is a big one. So that's coming like, you know, a little over a year from now to be her 80th. And that's going to be one of those. I'm probably going to have to take a day. You know that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Because she just said after she gets to 80, she's like, she told me, I just want to get to 80. After that, I don't really care. I was like, okay, so you're saying, she was, I'd like to have a big 80th birthday.
Oh, right. She did say it?
Or she's like, I'd like to have a party for 80. Oh. She was 80 seems like I've accomplished something. I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Get her a stripper like Alexis is.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. She would not be happy with that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Thank God.
Yeah, see, I'm taking a day in July. I'm going on for my regular get together with my friends, and then that's usually one of the only ones that I take. But then the very next week, I got to be out. I don't have to be out. I shouldn't say that. 2 days because the Green Day show that I went to last year, going to last year, was rescheduled. Last year it was on a Saturday. Now it's on a Tuesday in Atlanta.
Stupid Green Day.
Yeah, I don't want to waste that money.
Vibe, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to waste that money I've spent on that.
You bought a new skateboard and a pair of Vans and everything else for that show.
Yeah.
I already booked my scooter to go over there.
Yeah, it'll be great. Amanda's favorite band of all time.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? No, I don't. You little
Green
bastard.
Day, sure Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer bastard. At Truist Park in Atlanta.
Effing Green Day.
Ooh, wee, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Yeah, I like those fellas. I wouldn't give a shit and a half for damn Green Day.
Fall Out Boy's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
They put on a really good show. And Green Day puts on a phenomenal show. They're a great, 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 one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
Yeah, if they're not out of their minds on Smack.
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
They're shitheads. Assholes. I wouldn't go out next door to see them unless I told them to turn it down. They're playing out there. I go, hey, turn that shit down.
They still
just go ahead and help Fall Out Boy get their shit on stage. get out of here.
And for last song, why don't you help load some gear up here and get the other bands on?
Yeah, load in Fall Out Boy or whatever y'all call it.
So who headlines out of the three?
Green Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you, a basket case?
You more like a
Dookie bomb.
You'll find out when September comes.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it will be a great show. That'll be a fun show.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, at Truist Park where the Braves play.
Damn, outside?
Yeah.
All that room for stray bullets. Man.
Yeah, starts at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. Or, yeah.
Only way I'd go watch a damn outdoor concert in Atlanta is from an effing tank.
It's in the burbs.
Real dangerous.
They moved their baseball stadium to the burbs a couple years ago. And it's a great facility the way it's all set up. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
My brother just took his kids there for their first baseball game.
Oh, cool.
He played the Dodgers. And I said the same thing. I was like, mate, put some Kevlar on those kids. I don't know. I don't even know if it's a dangerous place, but it's my one thing to say to him. Yes. I'm like, that place is dangerous.
It's in a very, very, it's in the burbs, and it's a nice little area that they have it set up in.
But it's Atlanta. Yeah. It's bad. I see it on TV all the time.
It's dangerous.
Riots.
But you think every city's bad?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Exactly.
All the Democrat ones are.
Yeah. TJ hates every city.
No, just the Democrat ones. Are the ones that have the high crime rates and their economy's shitty.
Yeah,
Republican run ones are good.
You like Destin, Florida?
I mean big cities though.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't think of a single one.
I just haven't come up with nothing.
What's a big city you like?
Chicago is very nice and safe. No, I'm kidding. Big city probably would be in the South.
Orlando?
Yeah. It's pretty good. But usually the cities are run by Democrats.
So even like a Dallas or a Houston.
Democrats.
Yeah. But I mean, still wouldn't be your thing.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans, out of the question.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta, no. Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, no.
Miami, no.
No.
No. No to D.C.
Miami?
Yeah. I've never been. I've only been to Miami once. Really been there once. I drove through going to get on a boat, and we've only been there like one time. But I've never spent any time in Miami.
My dad hates Miami. I was like, really? That sounds like the most fun place on earth. I've never been. But he was like, oh, it's horrible. And I also, when my dad told his brothers, they all live in Florida, he was like, I'm going to take my wife to Key West. And they were like, oh, why would you go to Key West? I was like, the Keys?
Key West is awesome.
They said it's trashy and it's nasty. I was like, and they live in Florida.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I like Key West.
Is fun. I love Key West.
It's a party place, though.
Yeah. I was blown away.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the parts of Florida that I love that I want to live someday are not in the major metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
But, and that's why we have a, what do you call it, electoral college. Instead of just the popular vote for president. Because you would just end up with the major cities electing the president and then we wouldn't have any representation in other parts of each state.
Yeah.
But I do like Miami to go hang out and all that.
Yeah, I would love to go back and spend time in Miami.
And I'm exaggerating about, Atlanta and those kinds of things.
I've always heard Miami's really expensive, though.
Yeah. Like it is. I tried to buy it one time. It was way overpriced.
Everybody's hot, though, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Fort Lauderdale a couple times, hanging out, weekend stuff. It's fun.
I've never spent any time in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Hollywood, Florida is really cool. Mm.
PCB.
Yeah.
PCB. You like that?
They always show PCB on that live rescue show.
Yeah.
There's always some dumbass out there trying to swim in a storm.
And I forgot what the county is. The county where Amanda grew up outside of Tampa used to always be on Live PD. Mm-hmm. That was a staple of Live PD. I forgot the name of that county. But anyway, yeah, it's where Zephyr Hills, where she grew up, right outside of Tampa is. And it was always on Live
Zephyr
PD.
Zephyr Hills. Yeah. That sounds actually like a cool place to grow up. Yes. Where are you from? Zephyr Hills, bro.
Yeah. My family swears by the Zephyr Hills water.
Yeah.
Like it's a brand of water, I guess.
Uh-huh. It is.
They will tell you up and down, like, that's the best water to have.
The best bottle of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
Yeah, Tampa seems like a cool little town. Like, not little, but it seems like a very cool town.
Bradenton, all that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Miami, I've never spent any time down there. I Key West was great. We took our kids with another family. And so I guess maybe it could have been different because we stayed at like a resort in Key West. But we spent a lot of time like going to restaurants and all that. And they had a great time. But I can see where if you have kids, you're not out late at night. If you have, you got your kids with you, you're going to dinner at, you go eat someplace at 6 and you'll walk around a little bit, but then you're going back to the resort or whatever. You're not out at 10 o'clock at night. We weren't out with our kids bar hopping or anything.
I pictured like Jimmy Buffett lifestyle. I was like, and I'm huge Jimmy Buffett. I was like, I don't even want to hear that. You don't like Key West. It's fun. Love it.
Key West is, I would think Key West as an adult with no kids would be even better. Would be amazing. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds sick.
The fishing is great.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't catch jack squat when I went. It was a storm. And it was
man.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's great for rich people.
Maybe that's
why you didn't have a good time.
Maybe the poor can't catch fish.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.